the rest of the story. United States Congressman Warren Davis was dead. History might have forgotten that he was ever alive, except that his funeral services, January 30, 1835, were attended by then-President Andrew Jackson, for it was on that occasion that a tradition of violence against our chief executive began. You see, the services for Congressman Davis were held in the House of Representatives. President Jackson and his entire cabinet attended. The topic of the chaplain's sermon, more appropriately than anybody could have imagined at the time, was the uncertainty of life. But when the chaplain had finished, the president and his cabinet filed past Congressman Davis's casket, then left the House chamber. Jackson had descended into the Capitol Rotunda when suddenly a man stepped forward with a pistol in one hand. The stranger was no more than 6 feet from the president when he pulled the trigger, and a shot rang out. Jackson, dumbstruck, was still standing. The stranger produced a second pistol and fired again at the president. Jackson was just lashing out with his cane when a young army officer subdued the would-be assassin. And miraculously, the president was unharmed. His attacker was later identified as one Richard Lawrence. The only reason he did not go down in history as the first man ever to assassinate a United States president was that his firearms misfired. Both cap and ball pistols were properly loaded with ignition caps, glazed dueling powder, lead balls, and yet in both cases, the caps exploded, but the powder did not ignite. Later recapped, the pistols fired perfectly. In fact, a munitions expert later reported that the unlikelihood of two such successive misfires was 125,000 to 1. Anyway, various reactions to the assassination attempt were remarkable in themselves. The president blamed the assault on his political enemies, even named one Mississippi senator as the probable instigator. Meanwhile, those same political enemies charged that Jackson had staged the whole thing in an effort to create popular sympathy for himself. Nobody suggested handgun control to prevent similar occurrences in the future. Of course, this happened a century and a half ago. This happened decades before John Wilkes Booth's Derringer did not misfire. As far as the people of Jackson's time knew, the assassination attempt was an isolated event in American history, never ever to recur. Yet the more things change, the more they remain the same. Richard Lawrence, the man who almost killed President Jackson, was tried for his crime. At the trial, he testified that he was heir to the throne of England. Of course, he was no such thing. He was acquitted. Acquitted. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity. And now you know the rest of the story.